Therefore, in praying for the sick, we like to make the service, the preaching service, just as short as possible because of keeping the prayer line going. And then I think it's much more forceful if we don't wear out this preaching. So, and as I've always said, the grace is sick in the manner of the gift that the Lord has given to be his unworthy servant. My strength so quickly depletes anyhow, and that under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that I like to put all my strength to the craft of the sick. Now that's what it's announced for. And now, if maybe tomorrow night, I suppose maybe we better have prayer for the sick. I think it's kind of a question before Brother Moore tonight, anyhow, about us having to leave tomorrow. And for Canada, or we have to cancel a Canadian meeting because we don't have time to make it. That would be their decision. So now, we'll announce healing service or prayer for the sick tomorrow night, anyhow. So now, you pray and come early to get your tickets tomorrow night, and then we can announce for it from there the way the Lord has given it out to us. Now, how many love him? Oh, isn't he wonderful? We're so unworthy of these things. I just think of how good he is to let us fellowship with these great things, and we're so unworthy. I was thinking last night, I was so tore up when I come to the platform last night, and I didn't even have a text to read hardly when I come here. That's what it is just about to melt me. I'm coming down to Shreveport when it gets winter time. We'll put up this tent out here in the winter time. So, and really raise up the sides so he doesn't breathe again. I'll get a block of ice and set it on top of your briefcase. Tell you, I don't see how you live. But you're accustomed to it, that's all. And up north, my, we just love that cold weather. I get up and have the services every day come to hear me preach in the sled road. It's 10, 15 below zero. Or they just wrap up in blankets and come sit out there. And every time I preach, it just looks like a cross, the foot freeze like that. And you blow your breath out. That's just right for me. I just love that. I preach to the Indians, and I'm seeing them come and set for a foul and just sit on the blankets like that. It'd be way below zero. Well, we don't pay attention to that. Just sit there. We don't want to get up and put a little blanket around and sit there and listen to all the verse. I preach to look like your breath would be freezing as it went out. But it's, but when you come down into where you keep your parity, that is, makes a difference. But now, it just be by controversy to you all. But we love you. And oh, if you only had to buy the way, move the north down the Shreveport here. Move the mountains from the north down the Shreveport here. I love to live in Shreveport for the people. The nicest people I've ever met in my life are these southern people. I don't care what's holding down here. I'd be hypocrite. But that's right. I don't care. I went into the store. Little old boy there, about 14 years old, in my country, walking and said, "Well, I'll lay you off." That's it all. And never said thank you, come back again. Well, I thought that little boy was going to tell me I was his brother. Why, it is so nice. He said, "Now come back and see us again." But you know, there is something that sticks with me. I like that. I like that old-fashioned time, you know. Like I used to say, I was down in a meeting down in Miami, Florida one time. Brother Bosworth said, "Brother Brandon," said, "as you go out in the back," said, "as you go through the little tent in the back," said, "the justice that let us have this ground here wants to shake hands with you." I said, "Well, who's she?" He said, "Well, she's a justice." I said, "What's that?" And I didn't know whether that was a different variety of woman or what it was. I said, "Yeah." So he said, "No, she's a great woman." Mm-hmm. So I said, "Well, what about all these sick people that want to see me?" He said, "Well, she just wants to shake your hand. She deserves your worship." So when I went out, there stood a woman. My. If I had the money with all them diamonds she had on her fingers, I could miss you in the world. And she had a pair of specs on a stick. Yes, she did. I didn't even want to know which one was wrong. She had it on a stick. And all kinds of bracelets around her arm, you know, like that. And she looked up like this when I walked out. She said, "Are you Dr. Richard?" I said, "No, ma'am, I'm not." I said, "I'm brother."
God.
He said, well, I am charmed. Did you raise them anyway up like this? Now, you know, who wants, you know what I mean? Now, she's just putting on. You know, human beings don't act like that. Now, you know what I mean? I am charmed. Now, what do I know about that? Kentucky Hill, didn't it? So I went down and I said, I grabbed a hold of his bad hand, I said, well, get it down here, so I'm going to leave. So I think people just touching on. I like the good old Southern front and hand handshake. I like that. I really do. Said, hello, guys, stranger. Okay. My wife, one time, was driving downtown, what's been 50 years ago. There's a young lady on the street, which knew her. She said, hello, Sister Brandon. And me, was looking at me, and I didn't hear her speak to her. And I said, hey, that girl spoke to you. She said, I spoke to her. I said, I didn't hear you, and I'm sure she didn't. And she said, well, she said, I smiled at her. And I said, you need to tell me a little story during the piece of service. Well, I'd like to hear you say it from you. I'd like to not dream about it, just really say it out. So there's no, and I just like that way that you all have around here. Up in the north, they're cold and different. Where I went to visit my uncle, and we went into a place, and I said, Uncle Charlie, who lives over there? I said, who's that, the neighbor? Yeah. And I said, how long you live here? 20 years. I said, who is he? He said, I don't know. I said, you don't know? Have you lived here as long as you? Yeah. I had to get acquainted with him, but something in that right now. And so, they don't stand up to one another up there. They don't talk to each other. So this is the pastor of New York. And so, that's how the Catholic side of our family comes. And my great aunt founded the convent in Montreal and experienced it. And so they were real loyal Catholics. So then, coming, I said, Uncle Charlie, I want to get some 32 special for my rifle I'm going deer hunting. And he said, well, go downtown for a certain store. I can get it. So I said, all right. Now I went out and I couldn't find the place, so I looked around. There's a man standing on the corner. He looked like an intelligent looking gentleman. I said, how do you do? Looked at me, started walking down the street, and I thought, well, something wrong. Maybe it's with me. So I walked up, and there's a fellow walking out of a cigar shop, and he was striking his match for his cigar, and he had on a blue derby hat and dressed up like a gentleman. I said, good morning, sir. Could you tell me where such and such a hardware store you got in? So I walked in and I said, somebody's crazy, it might be me. I just don't like that. I like it. If I even hear your police will try to dress you around and everything, I like it. You got a wonderful group of people. If you just had some good cool weather, it would be fine. So, Brother Jack gets the insurance that it's going to be cool. But the one thing about it, friend, and everywhere you go, when you meet born again children of God, they're all the same. No matter what country, we went into the hot spots of Africa too, and we went into the Germans, we went to the French, we went to the Swiss, we went to the Swedes, the Norwegians, and Finns, and everywhere around the world. And everywhere you meet born again Christians, did everyone act alike? They've been born again, that's what they do. So we all get that good Southern spirit on. Of course, they didn't do that. I said, that good Southern spirit. That's what they did. So that's very funny. Now, we're going to approach His Word tonight and read Sunday's Word and get right into the service. And I want you to pray for me now as we go into the Word. But first of all, let's address Him and Jesus. Let us have His grace. Something went wrong somewhere. Brother Elsie? Now, he's supposed to be my partner, you see. One time down in Texas where the angel of the Lord had his picture taken up where we're standing at the pillar of fire. Well, Brother Elsie, the Baptist preacher, walked over and sat another man right in the mouth, and Brother Elsie had his picture and paper next day all in the park. So, then some step on the something down there, or is it me doing? Are you about there? I don't want to condemn him unjustly, you know, so he's a good judge. So I see it, and he's smiling tonight. Have you heard from Brother Don today? Well, it's all right. Faith is what we believe is God will give Brother Don a sacred, a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit down there where he's going to South America. All right. Shall we bow our heads now for a word of prayer? Most gracious Lord, these heavy-hearted people tonight, full of joy, is because of your presence and your visitation to us. We thank you for sending the air conditioning tonight. Fix it up, Lord, so we can feel more comfortable to worship thee. We pray tonight, God, that you will forgive us of every sin, every shortcoming that we have in life. We pray that your great grace will reach down and forgive us. Forgive every sin that's under the tent tonight, God. We pray as standing between the living and dead, that you will forgive every trespass and all of our little differences. We pray that if you will just forgive us for having those things and lay it aside and worship thee tonight in spirit and truth. When the prayer line is called, O God, make your choice. Call everyone, we pray tonight, and heal every sick person. Save every sinner tonight. Call back every backslider to the way of truth and life. For we ask it in the name of thy beloved child, Lord Jesus. Amen. I feel so the presence of the Lord so close tonight, I believe we could just start a prayer line without saying anything out of the word. Just to read a portion of his word here and talk just for a few moments on an incident that happened in the Bible. We find this in St. Luke, the 8th chapter, and we begin at the 48th verse, and read just a little portion of the scripture here for a context tonight. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of a good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. Go at peace. And while he yet spake these words, there come one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and thou shalt be made whole. And she shall be made whole. Excuse me. And she shall be made whole. Now, our subject tonight is a great outstanding instance in the Bible. I love to rehearse his work here on earth. And when he was here in a corporal body, and if he had said that he would be with us and manifest himself to us until the end of the age, and the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, yeah. And if we can rehearse some of his instances just before we pray for the sick and declare to the sick and to all that he's not dead but alive. Over, we see of his actions and his attitude in the days gone by, then we can expect the same thing in this day now. Don't you think so? Yeah. If he is the same, I would to God, with this lovely feeling of spirit around this little group of people tonight, if each one of you would get into your mind, into your heart, that our Savior is not dead, but he's alive and present now. Just as present as he ever was in any age gone by. Just as present as he was with Noah. Just as present as he was with Abraham. Just as present as he was with the Hebrew children. Present as he was with all the patriarchs and all the apostles and all through the age. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. Now, let's get that in our mind. And remember that he is ever present, and there's no other creature that can be omnipresent except God himself. No other creature. The devil is a great force. The devil has a great power. And the devil is great in his power. But he's under the power of God. And the devil can only be one place at a time. His imps can be everywhere, scattered out, his demons, his coercers. But God himself is alone in this field of honest presence.
That's right. That's right.
Not that angel, but God himself. Hallelujah. Then that gives us courage. Wherever two or three are gathered together, I'll be in their midst. That's universal. Everywhere. And now, let's watch his actions for a few moments. See what kind of attitude he takes towards the sick and towards the sinner. Then if we find his attitude towards them in the way that he works, then if he does the same thing here, that's an absolutely infallible proof that he has raised from the dead. Aren't you glad tonight with the thousands of different religions in the world? And yet there's none of them can take the stand and prove that their God is living outside of Christianity. Christianity is the only one that takes the claim of their God has raised up from the dead, their God came to earth and made flesh and died for them to take away their sins and appear back again in their flesh to manifest itself until the law of faith manifests in his glory when he sets on his throne, David's throne, and takes rule for the land. And then we shall see him, the very Lord Jesus that was crucified, and we'll look up on him and know him. And we are his kingdom, and his domain is from eternity to eternity. Now I'm trying to think of that. All the powers and every word is given into his hands. That's right. How wonderful. Now, we go down and being a missionary, he said, Brother Dan, you take the claim as a missionary just going back and forth overseas. Oh, yeah, that is a missionary. One who goes and stays is not a missionary. He just changed residence. If you go over there and stay 4, 5, 8, 10, 12 years, you just changed residence. Paul was the greatest missionary we ever had. And he just go here for a few weeks and there for a few weeks. That's a missionary. See? But one who goes and stays, just takes his home over there, he just changed his residence. He's just living in Germany or he lives in Africa, somewhere like that. He's a pastor or a evangelist over there. Now, we want to notice, in our text tonight, it says here that it was on the instance of the healing or raising from the dead, Jairus' daughter, the little priest. Now, our Lord Jesus was a very busy man when he was here on earth. He was greatly in demand. He never stayed one place for just a little bit at a time. Then away he would go somewhere else. They persuaded him to stay in the city, the different places. Stay with us. But he said, I've got to go to the other city. For that's what I've been sent for. And he didn't stay in one city but just a day or maybe an hour or two at a time and perform the miracle, leaving the rest of the meeting for his disciples that were to follow him. Now, we find him a few days before this great thing he has done. And just a few hours before the instant that we're speaking of, he's been crossing a sea. Tired, weary, virtue has been going out of him. People have been healed, he's been preaching the gospel. And on his road across the sea, over to the land of Galilee. He got so tired and weary until he laid down in the back end of the boat. Yeah. Some of them picked him a little pillow back there because they loved him. When they were rowing and the sails were going and all the apostles moving with their oars, he got so sleepy, so tired and worn. See, he was man in one sense. He was God in another sense.
That's right.
He was man in flesh. In spirit, he was God. We just went through that. The dove came on the lamb, and they two became one. The lamb was one creature, and the dove was another creature. And when the dove and the man, the dove and the lamb united together, God was manifested in the flesh. That's right. And now he's manifested in your flesh by being adopted sons and daughters to the kingdom of God through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Right. And you become joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, church, you got the power if you got the faith to use it with. That's it. That Indian speaking of the north, how that the ark was built, how that one tree had to be cut down, and then they beat the rosin out of the tree, which the rosin is the sap, the life,
of the tree had to be beat out to make an atonement to save the life of Noah and his family. And the gopher wood that the ark was made out of, the gopher wood first had to be cut down and dried out. All the life in the gopher wood, which was not preserved, very beautiful type of a sinner, as though you're standing. Yet the life that's in you, my friend, is not worth nothing. Your good works and all that you are in your goodness cannot atone for your sin.
That's right. That's right.
There had to be another of your kind cut down. The Lord Jesus, the perfect one. And out of his body was beaten with a cat o' nine tails across his back, beat on the head, spit in the face, nails drove through and pierced in the side. And the life of him had to run out in order to be a savior for your life. Now we find out that the golden one, the first thing the ark being made out of the golden one, it had to be cut down and its own life dried out. That's the sign of the sinner. The sinner, before he gets right with God, has to dispel all his sin. Just right. Then the golden one was the life one day. And a sinner that repented and laying before God is the most receptacle thing that there can be. Then the Holy Spirit comes down.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you put that golden wood in the water, it would stink in a few minutes. Right. Now the sinner's all emptied out. And then when the golden wood emptied out, it becomes light, flexible. Then we find out, did you ever get real light? When you got on there, God forgive your sins and seem like that's just walking on clouds. Sure. Emptied out your own life. Then God took you to the tabernacle, to the gathering of the people, and he made you a piece of timber or a stone in the house. And then when you were nailed on, like the gopher was up, then they took the rosin out of this tree, the pine tree, the evergreen, and put it, boiled it, and poured it into these pores that once was sap of no use, no effect, and poured the rosin out of the other tree in that and made it as strong as steel.
Yeah, yeah.
And it could stand the judgment. And then when you pour out all your sinful life, and the Holy Spirit boiled in the fire of the Calvary has been poured into you and sealed you into the kingdom of God, green top the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of your redemption. Amen. That's the world bouncing the trunks and all the other things in the middle of the born-again Christian. Amen. The Bible said, Ephesians 4:30, you're sealed until the day of your redemption. Amen. That book got on through the water. Amen. The old ship is on the church on Monday. Right. Protected. Christ laying on this ship, both God and man. God was in. A woman here not long ago was speaking to me. She said, well, I don't mean to make light of anybody's religion. That's up to them. But she belongs to the group that said don't believe in the virgin birth and believes that Christ was just simply a good man, a prophet. If he was a prophet only, then his blood no more than mine or yours. He was either God or the biggest deceiver the world ever had.
Amen.
She said, I'll prove to you he wasn't nothing but a man. By the Bible. And I said, lady, I don't mean you can do it. I've read it many times through and studied it prayerfully. I said, if you can prove to me that the Bible said he wasn't nothing but a man, then I want to see your scripture for it. And she said, in St. John, the 11th chapter, the Bible said that when Jesus went down to the grave of Lazarus, the Bible plainly stated he wept.
Yeah.
I said, well, what's that got to do with it? Said he could not be immortal. He could not be any more than a man. And he cried at a funeral. I said, you just didn't see all of it. I said, it is true. He was a man in flesh. For God was in his Son, reconciling the world to himself. He was a lamb in one place, but he was a dove in the other. The devil was in the land. God was in Christ. Reconciled the world to himself.
Right.
I said he was a man when he went out to the grave of Lazarus crying. He was a man. But when he straightened up his little figure and said, Lazarus, come forth! And a man of him came forth and stood on his feet. That was more than a man.
Yeah.
That was God speaking out of there.
Yeah.
I said he was a man. When he come down off the hill that night, hungry, looking around on that fig tree for something to eat.
Yeah.
He was a man. He was hungry. Hungry for something to eat. He was a man. But when he took 5 biscuits and a few little pieces of fish and broke it and fed 5,000, that was more than a man. That was God's hand. And that bread was breaking to that. Did you notice? Not only raw live fish, not wheat, but already cooked, baked, dry, and ready. What kind of man did he put in for the others? That was more than a man. That was a God of the end. That was a God that made the end. That was a God that made the thousands. That was a God that made the life. That was a God that made the creation. He's in the world. The world is not. And the world was made by him. That was more than a man out there. Yes, sir. He was a man the night that I'm speaking of. The night when he was laying there in the back of that boat, so tired physically that he couldn't even get up. He was so tired from the waves that even woke him up. He was a man when he was laying back there going to sleep. Never when he raised up and put his foot up on the bread on the boat, looked up and said, peace, be still, and the winds and the waves cease. That was more than a man speaking. That was God speaking to the rest of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's true. He hung on Calvary begging for mercy. That was a man. When he hung on Calvary begging for mercy, that was a man. But on Easter morning, when the angel Lord was poured away and he thought he proved he was hot, all of us, bringing him, causing him, dying, saving him, daring he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever, someday he's coming, oh glorious day.
Realize,
he was a God-man. He was divine. He was virgin-born. God, Jehovah, God overshadowed the virgin and brought forth the virgin-born Son of God. And that was the tabernacle, or the dwelling place of Jehovah himself. Jehovah walked in a tabernacle of flesh and paid the price for sin. Don't you know that he'd be a prophet? He was a God of prophets. Sure was. He was more than a good man. He was the God of the good man. Now, out here on this little old sea, talks about 10,000 devils of the sea swirling around. While he's laying back there tired. You know the devil takes advantage of you when you're tired or what? He does you the same way. You just get a little tired of what I'm getting discouraged. Certainly, he caught Jesus right at that weak spot, tired and weary. He's laying back in the back of the boat, rocking around. And the Bible says that a storm came down upon the sea and began to toss the boat. The disciples said, cheerest thou not that we perish? Lord, where's your faith? Look around and the great winds and waves obeyed. What were they doing? Crossing a rough sea that night. They called one soul in Galilee was ready to receive him. One soul in Galilee. He would come from glory to threefold.
Yes.
For one soul that was ready to receive him. And remember, this man that was ready to receive him was a sick man. He was mentally sick. He was a maniac. He lost his mind. The doctors could not find him out into the cave, in the graveyard. That's the place the devil takes you. He'll put you in the graveyard. An insurance agent here some time ago come to me and said, Billy, I want to sell you some insurance. I said, I haven't got any that time. So I said, I've got insurance. And my wife stopped and looked at me. She knew I didn't have any insurance. Especially what he was saying. I said, Billy, and I said, well, I've got insurance. He said, Rita, what is your insurance? What policy is it? We own it with. I said, with the Lord Jesus. I said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory tonight. heir of salvation, servants of God, born by His Spirit,
washed in His blood.
He said, that's good for you. I'm glad to hear that. But that old person is angry out there to take me out. I'm not worried about you doing that. That's what we're striving for tonight. To honestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Then we were in the power of His resurrection. Not a dead God, not a God in the manger, but a God that's raised in among His people tonight, working acts and wonders, showing forth His great power. This poor maniac out there in the graveyard. That's where a lot of churches go. Right to the graveyard. Then when he got out there, cut himself, when they get away from the Lord Jesus, they do. And Jesus crossed the sea to bring deliverance to this one poor man. And as soon as this maniac saw him, he run to him and fell down, and the soul submitted to the devil, and the devil used his tongue. You can be submitted to the devil, and he'll use your tongue. Yeah. If you be submitted to God, God will use your tongue. He can go control it, yes? But you, first you have to let him get control of you. If you're cursing and damning and going on like the sinners do, the devil's got you complete way. Let God have a hold of you one time to work up your confession. Oh, how wonderful. Then this maniac run down to him. And the Lord Jesus rebuked them spirit. And a lot of people said religion will run you crazy. Not the religion of the Lord Jesus Christ wants. It'll give you the right mind.
Yeah.
And you're not in your right mind until you have met the Lord Jesus. Yeah.
That's true.
Why, some people call themselves gentlemen. They're so beefy that they're sure a baby out of mother's arms, a ravisher, a beast, brute lust in his heart. May weigh 250 pounds of muscles like some kind of animal.
That ain't a man, that's a beast. Certainly. Man is not measured by his muscles or by his statue. A man's measured by his character. Whatever he is.
Amen.
He is by character. There was no beauty that said we should desire Jesus, but what a character. It's never been duplicated in all the world. That's right.
Amen.
Well, the Bible even said when we looked upon him, he was no beauty. We should desire him. We all turned our heads from him and everything. But a character has never been measured to him. What a wonder. Then this maniac, when he came to his right mind as the devil to let him, he wanted to follow the Lord Jesus. Everybody that ever gets the right mind wants to follow the Lord Jesus. I don't want to hurt the Jesus here, but that's true. You come to your right mind, you'll follow the Lord Jesus. Jesus don't take your mind from you, he gives you your right mind. True. Now, notice, then when they come to a heavenly Bible over there, but you know what? Them people there were hog raisers. And they didn't want no revival because it cost them 2,000 hogs to have a revival. So they wasn't interested in a revival as long as it cost them some hogs. I just wonder if people around in the country today got the same attitude. That's right. Go to cost them something, or you don't want. Want everything on a silver platter. That's the reason you don't enjoy. One of the greatest meetings has ever held. I get on word of duty, I forget the two of us. And right now, I'm old wars for them. God laid it up on their heart. They won't let me remember anything. Oh, back a couple hundred years ago. And so, I'm not meaning he's that old, but I mean the reason I know about his history. So, I didn't mean that the wars is quite that old, isn't it? But, when the old wars for them? Had prayed and God had told her that she was going to have a revival. And she went out on the street and passed out the trash, hired some preacher to come. She took a water fish down and cleaned out the liver stable. And hired and rented it with her money that she'd washed with. And when everybody told the pamphlet down the street, when we see the little old boy come out with his daddy suspenders on. Hair hanging down his face, and what are you giving away, lady?
giving one of the little tracts and inviting to the meeting, and that night when the preacher comes, that old lady and that boy was the only one at the meeting. And when the preacher, true of God, preached just like there were 10,000 sitting there, and the little boy came to the altar that night. Is that A.B. Simpson?
Yes.
A.B. Simpson, who almost had a half a million souls to God. Who gets credit for it? Amen. You see, it's not the big things you do, it's the little things you leave undone. You've got to sacrifice. Well, that's the reason the people of God come to a meeting, where they come up 1,000 times 1,000. They like to get out in the cold. They like to do something for God. That's what we ought to do. Don't make any difference what it is. Let's do something for God. Make them sacrifice. For the Bible says that we are priests of God, making spiritual sacrifices. The fruit of God is giving praise to His name. All right. But when that people thought it would cost them a few hogs, they come down and ask Him to leave the country. So if you ask Him to go, He'll go. He won't stay in that home. No, no, He'll never stay where He's not welcome. He always comes where He's welcome. Remember the sermon not long ago, the woman washing Jesus' feet? He always stays where He's welcome. He feels at home when He's welcome. You pray like everything for a revival to come to Shreveport. Then Jesus can come to Shreveport, a great revival starts somebody, and my mind, instead of talking, trying to get people in, the bigger part of it says it's fanaticism. The churches here in the country, not Shreveport, all over the country, pray for a revival. The first thing you order a revival spirit breaks out, someone sits in your heart and says, well, praise the Lord! Hold on. Hey, I didn't want to see you when I was preaching. Why, you let me know well. Or you might talk to him once in a while down the cellars or up in the other room or something like that. When you go to have a prayer meeting, you'd rather go shopping and have a prayer meeting. No sacrifice. That's because we don't enjoy what we get. I found out in my children, Billy Paul, I was working for 40 cents an hour. And I know how I had to be treated when I was a boy. Just pulled up with nothing at all, not even the clothes to wear to school or nothing. I said, if I have to work, well, I dropped that. I don't even have the bed. I went out and I find no philosophy, I find no bows and arrows, and everything that I can do when I have one out of the shop. You know what I found out one time later? Every week I try to save out a little money and buy something. Of course, then you know, I found him in the backyard at all and play things in the house with a teaspoon and in the office. He's got so much he don't appreciate it. The rest of them, I ended up having to do the best he could. So that makes better. Or it's better! And he has to sacrifice. But he's never too tired. You know what I want to do? When I get to glory, I want to go over and find out how much pressure that Legion's testimony had on the hall raisers around Galleria when he got over. I imagine he burnt that country up in them hall raisers. Don't you imagine so? But his testimony, cold in his right mind. See? I don't mean to hurt you, sister. If you just strip off yourself out there, you little old clothes, you see you ain't got the right mind. If you don't believe the Lord Jesus, you'll get your right mind to put on your clothes. So, when you get Jesus, you put on your clothes, not take it off. And preacher, I hope that goes in to lower your heart. So, you know what, that's the thing. How do you let the people do that? Tell them the truth about it. All right. Now, here he is crossing the sea. And on the top bank of the sea, when he first hit the water, and began to come back over to the other side again, all great tired as he was when he hit the bank. There's a little woman up there that had made up in her mind, if she ever got close to him, that she was going to ask him to give her of his grace. But she found out she couldn't get close to him. She had a blood issue. So she just touched the border of his garment and was healed. Now there was a little man over there by the name of Jeremiah. I always kind of felt sorry for Jeremiah. Because I believe that he was a secret believer. And he was about in some of his tent tonight.
I know.
That's right. Or if it wasn't for social prestige. That old dirty thing of social prestige. What is social prestige anyhow? Or culture. Our preachers have got culture. How they can present themselves. You know what I think culture is? Culture is this. A man that hasn't got nerve enough to kill a chicken, but you eat a belly full of it when somebody else kills it. That's what makes the culture. Yes. Well, brother, what we need is spiritual salvation. Back to the old human mind.
Yeah.
folks, whether they should let Jesus of Nazareth ever come over that country?
Yes.
It had nothing to do with it. And every man that professes faith in him, he'll be excommunicated right away. Now, Josiah, do you understand? And in the meeting, those guys took him and said, hey, amen. I guess that's right. See, but in his heart, he wanted to believe it all the time. So they said, now, Josiah, you remember this. If anybody comes to your congregation and professes that any miracle has been done by Jesus of Nazareth, excommunicated him right away. Now, you know that was a Jewish order. Yes, sir, take him out of the synagogue. You know, the high priest, the bishop, and the district superintendent, all of them come from place to place, making a proclamation that if anybody receives Jesus of Nazareth, will be excommunicated right quick. So, you know, when you're really a secret believer, way down in your heart, you want to say, I want that old time religion. But, you know, you're just so many around you don't believe in it, God will make a way for you to get it. Yes, he will. He'll make a way. So he made a way for his life. And one day this little girl got sick. You know, God can get right next to you with your children. And so this little girl got sick. Well, reasonable thing for anybody to do when a child gets sick or anybody, send for your doctor. The doctor comes, looks her over, and said, well, I'll give her my herbs tonight and I'll see what we can do. The next day come back, she was getting all my sicker and sicker all the time. Fever getting higher all the time. So well, he come back the next day and he listened to her heartbeat. He said, oh my, her heart's beating faster, Brian. Now, Pastor Graham, I'm sorry to tell you, but you know, I've tried by every remedy I can on that girl. And there's not a thing I can do for her. She's getting sicker all the time. And I'm afraid that you're going to have to give her up, Jonas. He said, oh, doctor, you don't mean to tell me that I'm going to have to get up, Jonas. I'm sorry. But I, in my medical profession, let me know that there's nothing in the world that I can do in my line of medicine for her. The only thing I can say is, well, be merciful to her soul. That doctor was done all he could do. He walked away from the house, I see little Josiah walking up and down the floor. All the time in his heart, he was thinking, if I only knew where Jesus was. If I only could find Jesus. All right, walk back and forth. Four things, I believe I'll go over and see my district superintendent to see what he thinks about if I should stand for Jesus of Nazareth. Now that was in his heart. He had faith that Jesus could do it. Have you?
Amen.
He has faith that he can do it. So he's going over to see the district superintendent to find out if it would be all right. But then he got Jesus over. So he went to see the head man of the synagogues and so forth. They said, why tonight? Why is it ridiculous? Why, we are the disciples of Moses. We know Moses done miracles. But Jeremiah, do you know that's been hundreds of years ago? The days of miracles are past. So there's no such thing as that in this day. The only thing you can do is you come over and give her the last light to the church. And let her die in peace. That's the only thing you do. That'll be the will of God. If your doctor can't help her, it's the will of God for her to die. How long that is.
Yeah.
But all the time, while that was going on, Jesus had a cousin. Because of the faith of Jeremiah that swung him over there. That's what you're here for. All the time, he kept on it. That he was crossed the sea. And now we have an idea ago that Jesus said in the gospel, I do nothing until the Father shows me by vision first. Is that right? Thank God for all my deeds. Very, very, I tell you, the Son can do nothing in himself. But what he sees, the Father is doing first. Jesus knows just exactly what he was going for. Again, a call of one soul. And he crosses the sea. And so, first thing you know, Josiah, he come back and he said, I'm here, his wife said, where'd you go? I was just over at the church stand of bread for the girl. Well, she's already unconscious now. Oh, my. I just imagine saying, if I could only find Jesus, if I only knew where he was, I believe that prophet. I just believe him. I've seen him do things. I've thought it up in the scripture. This is my bread ticket. Here to be pastor of this church, but if I could only find him. I said, only time, where is that? Well, the first thing you know, somebody come running up around the street and said, hey, you know what's happening, Pastor? What? Why are all the people around, of course, weeping and sympathizing with him? The good, honest people of the church, he's going to lose his daughter. And as one come by and said, you know what? After all the trouble we got around here, this girl dying, and yet I understand that fanatic
top of the gallery has just hit the shoulder down here. The hope begins to jump through Josh's chest right then. If, you know, faith cometh by hearing. Is that right? Somebody told him that Jesus had come. Somebody says tonight that Jesus is raised from the dead. By a hope! Amen! Oh, God, so if I could only see now, I'll express my,
what'll I do? I'll lose my job. I'll lose my congregation. What will I do? Well, maybe I better not go. Walks in, looks at the girl. She's almost gone.
What happened? Right down in his heart, God began to work. Joanne, this is your time. You know, God gives Christ a vision, and God works on both ends of the line. See? And he began to get in his heart. Oh, I believe I'll go see. So he calls Mrs. Joanne. And he said, you know, honey, I have been thinking of something.
Yes, dear, what is it?
Well, you, of course, you aren't pastor here.
Yes, huh?
Well, we go get Preacher Pugh.
I'm not thinking about it, Pugh, honey.
You know what? Well, some time ago, I was over the other side of the lake, and I seen this prophet of Galilee. And I seen him do a miracle there one day that just startled me. And you know, I believe that he should have my daughter.
All right, John, would you be sorry?
She said, you know, I want to tell you, sweetheart, I believe that same thing.
Why, you mean you can believe in all that?
Yes, so do I.
Oh, my.
Peace is going to come to that home pretty soon. When father and mother can get right to God. Something's going to happen. Why, he said, are you willing, if they excommunicate me, are you willing to stick by me?
Here, I'll stick by you through thick and thin. That's my marriage vow.
I'll stick by you. If you want to go get him, I'll be your money praying till you come back.
Let the congregation say anything they want you. We believe God.
That's it. That's the vision. We'll believe God.
Amen.
All right, let the rest of them. They said it's for me and my house. We'll serve the Lord.
Right.
Not what the neighbors said, what anybody else said. Serve the Lord. So we find out then, little old Jeremiah, he thought, he reached over, he got his little priest hat and put it on like that. He started walking out. First thing you know, he met somebody come down. Where are you going, Jeremiah?
Oh, my, what am I going to do now? Show my colors?
Am I going to have to be a traitor? I'm afraid if I deny it, then he won't come with me. I've got to be a real soldier. That's the way. That's it. Well, congregation, I want to announce to you now. I'm going down to the lake. I just heard that Jesus is here.
Amen.
I just heard that Jesus has arrived.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. I feel very religious. Jesus has arrived. I'm going down to get him. Wow, that very odd gossipy pastor. Do you mean to tell me that you're going to degrade yourself as a scholar as you are? With all the BAs, the Bachelor of Arts, and everything, your new degree that we just give to you, LLD. And you mean to tell me that you're going to mix yourself with that bunch of Holy Romans? What was it? He didn't say, well, I'll go out to Nicodemus tonight. The need was right then. Yes. Brother, he couldn't wait. That's what it is tonight. We can't wait. Did you hear the news say tonight? You read your newspapers? The whole world's in a turmoil. Well, let's do that now. There's a third world war coming from the chronic war. And while she's brewing, what can happen? It rains and who shoots the first atomic bomb?
That's right. That's right.
Your paper said that this country here was way hotter than ever been for this time of year. Many places are the hottest we've ever been in that time. Why? That atomic bomb has already got this world moving from the carbon into the sun, and my God said it would be. The time is at hand! There's no time for waiting. Let's get to Jesus back quick. They say, well, I'm going to be out of education. You know what? I might have education, but I don't know what I'm talking about. I may not know the book too well, but I know the right. And we're all doing real well. I know the time is at hand. We can't wait any longer. Let the filthy, these filthy children and the poor be holy filled. The hour of your decision is now.
That's right.
It is maybe the last night that you'll have the opportunity. You don't know. Then you got to stick your chest out like Ron did. But I don't care if you expel me, if you excommunicate me. Holy God, and Holy Ghost in. That's what everybody needs.
Yes.
Half of your life.
Yes.
But I'm going after Jesus of Nazareth. And if somebody sits around and told us, the main superintendent came off down on the side of the road, he's lost his mind. He's gone crazy, he's gone down there. That's a couple of words, is it sure it's the world? He's gone down. You're right, sure it was. Sure, that's what the world called him. And it's called heretic. Crazy. So then, the first thing you know, down the road comes up, all the chief executives, all the general counsel, all of them, they went on the road and said, looky here, fella, where are you going? Oh, he done had something moving in his heart. If you ever get moving in your heart, you won't care who tries to stop you. If God begins to touch that heart, you begin to move with that heart. You hear enough in the world, and in hell, the Holy Spirit. Well, now, I can hear him give him a real good word. Says, stand up! I'm on my way to see Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm on my way. He's the only one that can provide help for me now. Yeah. And I'm on my way. I don't care what you do. Yeah. If you want my preacher's license, you can have them. Yeah. There they are. Take them. Yeah. I'm on my way. Yeah. That's what the church ought to start tonight. That's what the people ought to start. Throw away that old dead job. We ought to be even worshiping for a long time and find the resurrection of our Jesus. He that was praying yesterday and today. He that was omnipotent, all powerful. Omnipresent, same in his resurrection as he was the day he walked the banks of Galilee. On my road, when he sees Jesus, that woman has just been healed. I see Jesus there and said, daughter, here it is here. Thy faith has made you whole. God says, oh, what are you doing? What are you saying? I see this little pale woman coming out. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. There she comes with the shouting. God said, just a minute, man. I'm going to talk to you just a little bit. What is it? What happened? Well, I had a blood issue. Oh, you associated with this game? Yes. Uh-huh. And I just got healed with a blood issue. Oh, how happy she was. He started walking on and told Jesus, now, I want you to come and lay your hands upon my little girl. She lay at the point of death, and she'll be made well. Now, look at John. He said, come lay your hands on. That was his thing. That was the Jews. They were caught laying on the hand. The Roman, he didn't want it. He said, I'm not letting you come under my roof. Just keep stirring. He said, I'm a man under authority. I'm a centurion. Now I have 100 men under me. And they have to do everything I tell them. If I tell one to go and another to come, they do just as I tell them. I have my power and authority over them. And what would you say to Jesus? I recognize you to be God in flesh. Right? I recognize that every disease and every sin is in our power. Hallelujah! It's under your jurisdiction. You can speak to it. That's all you have to do. And every devil mind you. Amen! He turned around and said, I've not seen that kind of faith in Israel. But said, go your way. As you had a way, so did it on you. And the boy was healed. Healed, but now he had to have a word preached to you. He's out on the sea, little old boat, you're just about all red and sinking. All hope is gone, and the first thing you go along in the stream, you go along, pray, you're going to die on the sea. But Jesus come walking through the home water, and he got scared. The only thing that can help him. The only thing that can save him. And they were scared. They thought it was a spook. That's what they thought, it was a ghost. And they were scared. Now, that's the worst thing people would treat for. Right. The only thing that can help you. The only thing that can save you. The only thing that can heal you. The only thing that will ever liberate you from sin. The only thing that will ever take you to heaven is the baptism of the Holy Spirit and your spirit. Right. And this perplexed the time. Did you ever hear the airplane wreck? The ship run together, perplexed the time, stretch the nation. Great sights and sea roaring, tidal waves that never been known of. Here's the end time. Here's the Holy Ghost here spreading forth its light, just like it did back there in the days of the Jews. As far as back there, so is it now. They were the Eastern people. The sun rose over there and showed signs and wonders of the living Lord Jesus. He promised in the right day it would be light and easy. And here we are in the Western world, the West Coast. It's all over. and the light that shined down in Christ raised from the dead, proving himself alive among us. Simple, uneducated ministers speaking the truth, God confirming the word. Oh, we got a lot of quacks. I know that. We have to get that. We got a lot of fanatics. There's nothing to. That's like the history. Remember, every time you see a broken star, remember there's a real one that's made off of it. Only vindicates the truth. Right. Only shows that there's a real one. Not in the feeding time. Peter said, Lord, I'm scared of you. I don't know what to think about it. But if it be you, let me see it in the Word. Bid me come to you on the water. Let me hear your word. Now, if you're scared of this baptism of the Holy Ghost, let me show it to you in the Word.
Yes.
Here's the story. When the Holy Ghost first fell on the day of Pentecost, they began to scream and act what you call Holy Romans today. They were jumping, dancing, falling. The Bible said they act like they were drunk. Is that right? Well, Peter stood up on a little stump there, a soapbox or whatever he was sitting on. Said, you men of Judea, you as well as Jerusalem, let me see one of you and hearken to my words. These are not drunk like you suppose. See, it's the third hour of the day, but this is that. But the spoke of it was not the Joel. It'll come to pass in the last days. I'll pour out my spirit upon all things. On he went. And they shall prophesy all the signs, he said. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. They wasn't scared of the spook anymore. They said, man, what can we do to be saved? Peter said, repent, everyone, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is to you and to your children and to them that fall off. Then 3.2 million, you want that that way? For the uttermost parts of the world, wherever the gospel is preached and God is calling people, the Holy Ghost is still the same for you. That's the word. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's the word. Then step out and hope you start walking. Amen. Step out of the little old theology wrapped around and that say, God, I want the Holy Ghost. I don't care what anybody says. He said, don't let it get you. He said, I'm afraid I'll make a mistake. Well, you sure make a mistake sitting where you are. That's right. You know, I have courage for a man. I have a lot of respect for Peter when he stepped out of that boat and he did make a mistake. He started looking at it and said, see, I got it, boys. I got it. And he started thinking. It ain't nothing you have to go around bragging about. It's something you want to run along and testify about and tell the world that Jesus Christ got himself. Amen. Don't brag on yourself. Brag on him. What Jesus is doing. Where it belongs, where it power, fame, to him, not on some preacher. Or on anything else, don't think that you're something great. It's God's mercy to call you to it. Right. Here he starts walking up on the water. Just as soon as he heard the word, faith comes by hearing of the word. See, Peter heard the word. That's right. Martha heard that Jesus was coming. She went to him and got the resurrection of her brother. See? It's according to your faith, the priest that packed the ark. Faith for them was sticking their foot in the water. As soon as their foot hit the water, the feet, the jar opened up. Their faith was touched the water. A blind man was dying. The word told him to wash in the pool of Siloam with spit over his eyes. Jesus spitting some ground and made a patty cake out of it. From spit! What would the health authority say about that in Shreveport today? Then they're talking to spit on the ground. Just talking to him. Sit on the ground. Then we got on and rubbed up his hands like that and put plaster over his eyes and say, go wash in the pool of glory come to you. Amen. To find the pool of divine sight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To find the Holy Ghost of divine life. Find healing. Find joy. Find peace. Find Christ tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For your faith, ladies, whatever you believe, according to your faith, your eyes will come lay your hands on my girl. She'll be all right. You just lay your hands on her. Here he comes. This going on, a little dry, the heart got settled down. Walking alongside of Jesus with his head up. Oh, I'm so glad I made my decision, Lord. Don't worry, you make your decision. The devil's going to give you a shot. Don't worry, he's the biggest drop I know of. But he's only a drop. Did you hear me? He's a drop. Oh, yes, he ain't got one legal power. Jesus Christ stripped him of everything he had on his own.
don't even like it all. It's just a big brush.
You say, well, my mother would turn me down, my daddy would. I don't care what the devil tells you. Jesus will receive you. And you'll be happy and peaceful.
That's right.
Just a bluff. Poor Giraffe got to feel pretty good after you met Jesus. Went walking home and said, I got a real hope now. My girl's going to be all right. Yep. He'll go in there and he'll minister in some way and he'll lay his hands on her. First thing you know, that girl starts getting better. She get all right. Yes, sir. Take yourself, please. That's pushing right along with the crowd. Feeling pretty good. Who's this coming? Here comes a man. After usually a message of sorrow, they had ashes on their head, the dirt. And they come running. Here he had the wonder what's happened up the street. Wonder what's taking place. And here it comes as the runner. Said, Jeremiah, do you know me? Yes. Trouble not the master any further, God. Oh, fine. Well, what's happened? Your daughter's already dead. Don't trouble him. Oh, I can see you. Just go down home. But just as he starts to sink, like Peter did in the boat, he turns his eyes to see what Jesus is going to say about it. What did you see what he says about it? Did you say, well, the world turning down? See what he says about it. Doctor said, of course, I see what he says about it. See what he says about it. Don't your eyes. Turn his little head and see what Jesus said about it. And see those lovely eyes. And of course, he said, fear not. Only believe, and not to see the glory of God. Glory! That was the word! Giraffe stuck his chest up. Just as brave as he can be, walk on down. There comes the woman. Ooh, he's gone. Ooh, he's gone. Jesus looked over Giraffe, he had his chest taken out. Oh, not about there. Walking around that road. First thing you know, here's the rabbi, the biscuit. Here's the old rest of the rabbi down with her hands folded like this. Oh! Now you're executing your hand in your chair. Girl, don't die. The doctor just left. The other figure's there now. Got her bomb, laying out on the stretch. Now, you see what she got? Now you're without a job. Life is passing on by as if you didn't even say a word. On by. Here come all the church. We're ashamed of you of our pastor. But he'd already heard the word of Jesus. He'd already come in contact with him. He had an assurance. If Jesus said so, that's right. That's all necessary. Walking up the house, they said, oh, she's gone. She's gone. Poor little thing. She died yesterday. She the blood out of her. All of a sudden, her lips begin to turn pink. The wrinkles in her forehead start puffing through her eyes, opens up. She said, hey, look around. Jesus took her other hand and said, give her something to eat now. Yeah. Hey! That's the Lord Jesus. He's the omnipotent. I'm he that was dead and alive again forevermore. I'm raised from the dead. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And 1900 years has passed. That same Lord Jesus down here at Freeport, Louisiana, tonight under this tent. Not one fear to know that I'll have to answer the day of judgment. I make that statement. Because he's here. I feel it. I see the reaction of his word. So they have a still of the spirit. There are children that eat not by bread alone, but by the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And when the word goes forth, the hungry turn back and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Feeding not on biscuits and drinks, but on babies. They're feeding on the eternal word of God. Filling your soul up with love and to atmosphere. Yes, or be strangers to the world. Sure, get all ages. And it will be this age, but just wait for that age to come. This is man's day. The day of the Lord will come. Let us serve him so now that in the day when he does come, we'll be found faithful. Whether we live or whether we sleep, we'll be waking up and sound the trumpet and will rise in the beauty of his resurrection and to be partakers of his holiness. And of the power of his resurrection, we are now enjoying the earnest of our salvation. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. While we have our heads bowed, every eye closed, please, while Christians are praying, I wonder if tonight, upon the raw gospel, without gloves on, just pushed out the way the Holy Spirit would let us say it. I wonder if tonight if there be one under the tent that would raise up their hands and say, Lord Jesus,
By this I want to say to you that I believe you and want to serve you only except as my Savior tonight. Is there one other way there? God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, young lady. God bless you, mister. God bless you, sister. Oh, God bless you, lady. God bless you. That's right. Over here, God bless you. That's right. Someone else? Raise your hand. Someone has a raise your hand. God be merciful to me, but yeah. I now want to accept Christ as my Savior. I'm now ready to follow him in everything. I'll go with him to the garden. I'll go with him to the river of death. I'll go with him to the grave. I'll go with him on the other side. I'll go with him wherever he needs me. I'll go. Will you say that from your heart? Raise your hand to him as a sign that you now accept him as your Savior. Someone else will have to raise your hand. God bless you. I'll see you, mister. I see you, lady. I see you, son. God bless you. God sees you, too. What happens when you raise your hand? Jesus says, he that heareth my word, I'll be preaching. And believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but pass from death to life. Some of you are backsliders and want to come back to Christ tonight. Then, old brother Lamb, I tell you, I'm not dry. I've been a secret believer all my life. God didn't believe me. And I'll make trials for whatever it comes. But tonight, I think that this is the time. I think that I would say here in this little pen tonight that I might find the Lord Jesus. And before I see his manifestation and his power, like Thomas had to speak and believe, I'm a sinner to reward who's never seen yet believe. I want to raise my hands in and say, accept me, Christ. Right now, I come home to you. Is there another one that has to raise their hand? God bless you, lady. God bless you, lady. God bless you, sir. That's wonderful. Come on, that. God bless you. That's like a lady. That's fine. Where was the rest over here? Somebody in there. Want to receive Christ. Say to the backslider. God bless you. Little fellow, I see your hand. God bless you, little boy. I see you. God bless you, sister. I see you, honey. A whole group of little two boys, two girls, and boys. Just along the little PA. Raise your hands just now and receive the Lord Jesus. Coming home, man, they're convinced that it's right. If Jesus Christ doesn't appear here in all of his power, then I'm a false prophet. If he doesn't manifest himself tonight, right here among us, as he did in the days gone by, then I'm a false prophet. I believe him. I know he is. Now, before you see him appear, when you're stepping into your Savior, while he's standing here, his power, his moving of the Spirit, some 15 or 20, raise your hand. A sinner is only come to Christ. Someone else, I need to foreclose you. How many years without the Holy Ghost and want to be baptized? You get believers, and you've got eternal life because you believe on the Lord Jesus. But you want to now be baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Ghost. Would you raise your hand for me, heaven? God bless you, all of you. Great groups of people, God bless you all. Sure, you want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Now, you, the stranger, you, Methodist, Baptist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, over these four doctrines, I'm not comfortable where you are, I'm still there. We're all one. We're not divided.
That's
right. No, it is. I'm just as much Lutheran as I am Pentecostal. I'm just as much Baptist as I was the day I was already in the Baptist church. I could found something better, something more. Now, it's just more of what you got. It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You receive Christ, sure, when you believe. But the Bible says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
That's right. That's right.
Well, if I can move by the other day, they said, but brother, when you quote that out of the Bible, I said, well, certainly, after 19 chapters, Paul asked the Baptist. The Baptist people, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
That's right.
I said, I'm a Baptist. I know I was taught I received the Holy Ghost when I believe. But the Bible said, have you received it since you believe? They said, not we go on there being the Holy Ghost. He said, then to how is that time? They said, unto John. He said, John, that's how I'm doing repentance. Not for remission sin. Once you repent, then you believe on him as God. When you heard that, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Paul laid his hands on them, and the Holy Ghost come on them. And they received the Holy Ghost, and spoke in tongues, and magnified God and prophesied.
That's right.
That's what the Baptist Church needs tonight. Amen. But sure. That's what Dr. Reed has said when he received it. That's what Don Wells said he received it. That's what all these other great men said when they received it. Presbyterian and Lutheran. Many of them, the day is long. Thou art here. You want the Holy Ghost? It's yours. You've been saved and expected to get the Holy Ghost. God bless you, sir. That's right. God bless you. That's good. All right. Our Heavenly Father, I now bring each one of the recording angels standing here, taking down every name that raised their hands tonight to receive eternal life. And taking those names to our tent for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The word says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Thank God there'll be 500 years from tonight. Somewhere. Somewhere. When the atomic bomb starts going up and down in the palace, the howling, hot, barking winds, how the atoms of the sun will be grazing in the earth, their tombstones even as dust. Their bones are dumb kinds of dust. But their soul will be somewhere enjoying the presence of God, that great peaceful heaven. If they're rejected in hell, they'll be forever. Oh God, what a time of decision, how you made it for a man to make their choice this night. And this little group that you presented to me, I've given your gospel. Many of them, dozens of them, Father, raise their hands, you know. And I pray as a minister could pray. I intercede for each soul, from the least to the oldest, from the richest to the poorest. I pray, God, that you'll give them the deep desires of their heart and fill their soul with the Holy Ghost, heal their sick bodies, and take them into your kingdom at the end of this life. I ask in Christ's name, amen. How wonderful. How marvelous the Lord Jesus. I'm going to ask you something. Each one that raised your hand, I promise to pray for the sick tonight. And each one that raised your hand, will you do me a favor? And you that thought you should have raised your hand, as soon as the healing service is over, when you walk up here and pray a little while around the altar here with the brothers, and will you do it? I want you to. You do that. That was great. You got life. If you raise your hand and accept Jesus, he promised to give you eternal life. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. Right? Jesus said that. And I want you tonight to come up and to give your heart to Christ and if you ask the prayer for you. Now, how many in here have got prayer cards? Let's see your hands. How many? What comes to that? 100? What number? What's the letter? 100. This brother here, while he stands here, he raised his hand a while ago, speaking God. Isn't that right, brother?
Yes.
God bless you. You want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to pray for you, brother, and lay hands upon you. I want you to believe that you're going to receive the Holy Ghost. Now I believe that God will fill you with the Holy Ghost too. Do you believe it? That's our head. Heavenly Father, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. This man comes to receive the Holy Ghost. I lay my hands upon him in the name of Jesus Christ. May he now receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. May he never leave from under the sin until the Holy Ghost has taken over and full surrender to him. And he has taken his life and has made him a new creature in Christ Jesus. Grant it, Lord, this blessing I ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Now go rejoice. Go happy. God gives you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? What is the Holy Ghost? Love. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering. Goodness. Meekness, gentleness, patience, pain. Is that right? That's the Holy Ghost. What's an apple? The apple is the apple tree. So it's got apples on it. How do you have the Holy Ghost for you? You're the fruit of the Spirit. Is that right? That's the Holy Ghost. All right. How many things did Jesus raise the dead here tonight? Give every gift his blessing. If he will come to this platform tonight and do exactly the way he did when we shared a particle body using our flesh, through faith, through gifts. Will you accept him and believe him? How many of you that raise your hand? All right? That's good. Something we got wet and we got the microphones mixed up. Will this? Stick your cup to you on this one here. All right, that's it. All right, now I want to ask you something. Say, I never hope one of these things on. I don't know what I'm doing as far as now. Okay. I told myself it wasn't here. Oh, thank you, brother. All right. All right.
I'm here tonight to represent something. I'm here to tell you that Jesus has raised from the dead. That Jesus said when he was here on earth that in himself he could do nothing. Did he say it? He said, I can do nothing in myself. The Son can do nothing, but what the Father shows me to do, that I do. Is that right? Then a woman could touch his garment and could pull God through Christ. That was his flesh. That's the reason he got rich. God never got rich. But God ate Christ, went out of him, and made him weak, virtue. Is that right? His strength of the Spirit went out of him. That's how he got weak. He said, I'm talking to a woman at a well, and told her what her secret was. Is that right? All right. That was Jesus yesterday. That's Jesus today. Is that right? A Jew comes in, a stock Jew. And another Jew got saved and went and found him. About several miles around behind the mountain. Maybe talking a day's journey. When he came on, he said, come see who we found. Jesus of Nazareth. Son of Joseph. And that stock Jew, real good, full, I'd say, evangelical brother. He said, now could there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? He said, come see me. They went arm in arm, walked up where Jesus was standing. Jesus looked at him, said, behold, an Israelite in whom there's no God. How do you know him? He might be a deceiver. He might have been anything else but an Israelite and no God, honest, enough like. And it's promising. He said, Rabbi, how did you know me? Why, he said, before Philip called you, when you were under that tree, when he come up, I saw you. What did he say? Thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Now, what did the self-starchy Pharisees say? They said, he's the fortune teller. He's Beelzebub, the chief of the devil. And Jesus said, you can say that about me and I'll forgive you. But down in Shreveport, Louisiana, so many words. Or anywhere in the world. When the Holy Ghost is coming, does the same things that you speak against it, it will never be forgiven you. In this world or the world of Christ. You be the choice. You make the choice. Christ has raised from the dead and is doing the same thing that he did then. He didn't heal everybody he comes to. I ask you to show me the Bible where he healed everybody. I show you where he went to a pool where the most crippled up masses of people that he ever seen or heard of. Lame, halt, blind, withered, twisted, and everything else lame. And went to a man that had an infirmity. 38 years, PT or something. He could walk around. Said, well, now he made whole. The Father showed him to go there. He hunted through the crowd when he found him. Said, there he is. Said, were you made whole? Well, Jesus knew he was there and knew how long he'd been sick. Is that right? Said, pick up your bed and go to your house. Walk out of the way of this multitude. Thousands times thousands. A Christian name Hawk Blind. He did just as the Father showed him. And if that's what he did then, he'll do the same thing tonight. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Did everybody that was healed of Jesus, did he know they were going to heal? No, sir. Many of them healed upon their own faith. Blind man followed him one day, two of them. Said, have mercy on us. Thou come today, but have mercy. Have mercy. He just went on down the street, no baby. Went into the house, he brought the blind man in the house. Said, have mercy on him. He turned around to him and touched their eyes and said, according to your faith. Is that right?
Yeah.
Be it unto you. They believed. And their eyes were open. One woman couldn't even get to him. She just touched the bar of his garment. He didn't feel it. Not by his physical feeling. But he turned and told her. And she was healed. Said, her faith made her well. Many places in the Bible. Certainly, it's based upon your faith. When the epileptic child comes to the Lord Jesus, the Father brought him, said, I brought him to the disciples, and he didn't know him, can you have mercy on us? And he placed it right back on the man. He said, I can't if ye believe. The responsibility on me, he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Is that right? Then Jesus cast the Spirit out of the Lord. Jesus worked as the Father showed him. St. John 5:19. May we do the same thing here tonight. And prove to you that he's raised from the dead. Now, he don't have to do this. And let everybody know that through this divine gift that the Lord has given, I do not do this for a show. God knows that. God don't do it to show you he's God. He does it that the word might be fulfilled. The Bible said that he prospered for us. He's done these things and healed the sick, that it might be fulfilled. Is that right? Which is spoken by the law and the prophets. And he's doing it tonight that this might be fulfilled, that people will be without an excuse in the day of the judgment.
If you want to shut your compassions like a turtle in the shell, that's up to you. If you will believe, you'll see great things. So just believe, have faith, and believe God. For what all things are possible to them that believe. Is that right? All right. Now, Heavenly Father, I commit myself unto thee with this audience of people, praying that the great Holy Spirit will come tonight and through this, nothing that I ever deserved, gifts and callings are without repentance, born in the cradle, Lord, you were there, the great pillar of fire that followed all down along to my age, nothing in my worse than the least in your kingdom, not worthy to be called your servant, not praying this prayer to this audience of your Lord, for not trying to be humble. Thou knowest my heart, I'd be a hypocrite. But Lord, I pray this that you know my heart, and I only yield myself to you, that you'll work through my mind, and through my heart, and through my body, and all my innermost beings, and my outward beings, that might manifest your loving Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to fulfill the word that he said, these things that I do, shall you also. Now, Father, this we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, that pure, what was it? Ours. Prayer card, ours. With this calling all around, every kind of call, different places, 1 to 20, 20, 40, just 50 years. And all around, so tonight let's call for, let's say 85 to 100. Who has, did you say 100? Did you got 100? Okay. Is the prayer card 85 there? Let's see. Prayer card, ours. The arm of 85. Is that person here? Got that heart? That's okay. We call for that. All right. 85, 86, R, 86. You have R, 86. Would you raise your hand? 86, R, 87. Now, if you're not calling, raise up. Sharon, take it up. Just raise your hand. We'll come get you. See, somebody get you. Follow me. Okay. All right. 85, 86, 87. Somebody has prayer card R87? Is the lady right there, lady? All right, 87, 88. Who has prayer card R88? Would you raise your hand? 88, all right, sir. 89, raise your hand. 89, all right, 90. Now the prayer cards are given out at 6 o'clock in the afternoon to whosoever wants them. Just as Billy says, you call anybody there, take them all out. Nobody ever get them. Finally, you can do a rally for prayer cards getting lined. But he says he has all the time trying to get enough people to give them to. That's the 89, who has 89? 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. Let them light up. We'll see how many we've got. Where I go, good. Then we'll start heading this group as far. If we get to go a little farther, the Lord will bless us, give us our good faith. Let's start then. We'll start back 15 ahead of that and come down. So look at your person's card and find out. Sometimes we've done things fishing to our eyes. Vision. Of course, you pat me out afterwards, but if we get fishing through you, be fine. All right. We don't want to stand too many at a time because you just come as your numbers call. Of course, we might not get the two or three. We don't want to just worry. But how many of them prepare for 85 to 100 of them? 85 to 100. 85 to 100. All right. Now, let's all bow our heads to you, which is the Lord. And in this faith-filling word, Lord Jesus, I am bowing to thee. I bow to thee, my Lord. I'm going to the evening tonight. I'm sick of the evening.
I don't even have a prayer, Father. But Lord Jesus, you speak to your servants. And if you speak to me, and you increase my faith in one day. And I'll do all that in within me to serve you the rest of my days. Heavenly Father, I pray that you Christ's name, that you'll give us a marvelous service now. Now, Lord, there's things people in this prayer line under the tent that I've never seen in my life. I don't know. And you know what I'm saying? A boy with a 7th grade teacher. Oh, God. What a help is without you, Lord. These people's names have known me for years and years. no more, yes sir, telephone, and others that follow me across the world. Meetings, the people are sitting in the speaker room. Hear the Holy Spirit come right down. Tell them all about it. Father, it's for your glory. Tens of thousands and thousands that come to worship the Lord Jesus to it. And this I humbly thank you that you gave me the privilege of having a part in serving you. And let me come to this world to show my appreciation of my Savior that you let me serve your people on serving you. Now, I hope you can tonight, hope you, Lord, as the biggest person of your friends. And God bless my heart that all praise and all glory and all honor goes to thee. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I just got away from you. It's all right.
I very thankful for what God brings these handsets. I have great handsets at their home. Just what they are. Thank you, one. And we have great success in praying for the sick that way. But I really feel the anointing of the Spirit of that. Then I feel more like standing to you. Now, I want to look on the prayer. I'm going to order the prayer line up this way to be in the prayer. I suppose it's better on your side of the prayer line, but I have to. I'll get open charity. But I don't think there's a person there that I know. Are you all saying this here and say, I don't know? There you are. How many out there know that I don't know what you're doing? I don't know.
Now, if he's unbelievers, you look at that. I watch the Holy Spirit, if he does come. Now, Jesus is the same death and death forever. I keep this down. I've just been announced by my boy that tomorrow night is the last of the healing services for me. So he gets his sick out tomorrow night. Look, I hope, friends, I want you to look this way and believe with all your heart. If Jesus Christ died at Calvary, and there you settle to God the full penalty for sin and sickness, then it's all settled. Is that right? It's all settled. Then there's not a person in the world that can do anything for healing you. It's already been done. No one could save you. It's already been done. The only thing that you have to do is confess your faith in it. Is that right? How many know the word is finished? When Jesus died, he said it was finished forever. Right? Then as far as any man comes to you, say, I have power to heal you. He's telling you something wrong. I have something that I can put on you to heal you. That's wrong. Only thing that ever done to heal you was done by power. He was wounded for your transgressions. By his stripes you were healed. You were healed. Now the only thing you were saved. Many years got saved a while ago, raised up their hands. They were saved 1900 years ago. They just accepted it now. Now, for those of you who forever will, that is what was saved for you, just now accepted. Now, the only thing that a man could do for theory was he to preach to you the Bible. Some of the elders and pastors anoint you with oil. That's their ministry. Others lay hands on you. That's their ministry. And my humble ministry that the Lord has given me, that's blessed. Is this, to see things, foresee things, before they happen, and see things that's already happened. And by that, it brings the people to a realization, now preaching the gospel, that's the Holy Spirit does that. Teaching the Bible, that's the Holy Spirit does that. Foreseeing things and foretelling things, that's the Holy Spirit. It's all of God. It's gifts in the church. It's a shame they cut somebody else out. Valuable gifts. There's gifts of speaking in tongues. There's gifts of interpretation of tongues. It's been misused. Perfect. But that doesn't take it out of the church. Is there anyhow? There's gifts of prophecy. There's prophets and gifts of prophecy. Now, there's gifts of prophecy, that's just in the church. But a prophet is born in a prophet. Every prophet that's ever in the world was born in a prophet. Gifts and glory to God is in. That's the five major gifts of the body. Apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. God put them in the church himself. We only got a lot of make-believe preachers, a lot of make-believe prophets, but God puts them in himself. And he speaks of his gifts. He testifies of them. Now listen here. Here's what the people stand in the line, 15 to 20, or what it's called. There's people sitting out there that I know nothing about. And if the Holy Spirit will come down and anoint me, and if they don't believe me, it won't happen anyhow. Not me, it's you. You're the one. It wasn't Jesus that healed the woman, it's the woman that got healed herself by believing. See? She touched me. Now he's the high priest tonight. That if you touch by the feet of our faith, you can touch me. If you stick, say, Lord, touch me. I'm touching you. Watch him turn around and speak to me. Now, if you'll do that, and these people here that I know nothing about, if you will do the same thing that he did when he showed us, every person that raised their hand that you believe on and worship him. Is that right? Lord, I talked to you this day, you come, give the direction to somebody in the prayer card, come up, and come forward. Now, I just want you to stand here with me. And I'm waiting. Now, I'm going to ask the audience. I'm bringing our son. I want you just as quiet as you can for just a few moments. Just a little bit. And see what the Holy Spirit is. Now, everyone needs to step in. You're going to have a whole host. Don't do that. And step quiet. And hear God. Lord, I come to you. I come to you. What is your name, Father? What's in your prayer? You come to prayer on spiritually, what can say your condition? And I be afraid to tell you what has happened. Well, the man sitting here seen what happened. He preached something that one paralyzed yesterday. A man comes to the meeting and stepped back over the front before thousands of people are hypnotized. And was there he'd make boy arm against Nick boys brought up like dogs to hypnotize him. And then put the fanatics going up there to hypnotize me in the meeting. The Holy Spirit turned around and said, you child of the devil? And refusing, and you're passing out of the building. Yeah. Another man comes, when an epileptic guy had his church, there was an unbeliever. That happened up here at Jonesboro, Arkansas. Sitting in the church, there was a big bunch of these people. I said, touch their head down, and said, I don't have to. Epileptic fell, and I didn't go off the child. I said, Lord, you see his critical condition. Don't let this child suffer for him. And I said, pray to leave the Lord. And 28 received epilepsy in the room. These there's one of the officials of the city, sitting there with a place, sitting down and got just real hospital guys. Brother Warren, remember tonight, Brother Brown, when about 2 months after that, they pulled me over his wife, and hanging on my trouser legs like that through the mud, over in California, right hand, step back there, the whiskers hanging over his face, completely insane. We're not playing church for him. The Holy Spirit. Not me, it's him. So be careful what you do. God's coming from heaven. He's coming to expect you. Stand still. God does something, you want to worship him? That's wonderful. And I'll be real there. Now, this lady said, now, suppose, sister, you're not strangers, you raise your hand or whatever. I don't know if you don't know me in. And here we are meeting the first time. Is that us? That's the first time. Now, the lady, now, she would just raise up her hand to the people and see this God, what a time to meet you. All right. I know nothing of her, she knows nothing of me. Now, what if she's sick? What if there's something else wrong? I couldn't tell you. I don't know. But here is a very similar picture of what happened up at Samaria one day. The Lord Jesus, a man in flesh, and a Samaritan woman. And they met and began to talk to one another. And Jesus carried a conversation with her. He said, when you read it, he said, my customary is you having him this man. You ever read that? You know the story. And he said, but if you know who you're talking to, you ask me for a drink. Well, the conversation went on. Went away. And while Jesus looked right at her and said, go get your husband. He found her trouble, wasn't he? Say, go get that cup of the matter over. Is that right? Is that what's the matter with the man? Say, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any. He said, right, you have time. She said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. She said, now we know that it's one of the Messiah comes. You believe Jesus was the Messiah? Yes. That was the Messiah, but he'll tell us these things, tell us all things. But who are you? He said, I'm you. Now, if that was the sign of the Messiah is the anointed of God, if that was the sign of the Messiah in Galilee 1900 years ago, then he's the same yesterday, today, forever. It's the sign of the Messiah tonight after 1900 years. Is that right? Yes. Now, the unbelievers never will believe. But the believers will believe. Now, I'm just talking to you in the same manner. You're just a man saying you're talking to me. You don't know me. But I perceive that you are a believer. You're Christian. There's a sinner or a critic. Seems like there's something cold about him. The Spirit is on me now. And I'm waiting for it to move to you so I can see what's happening. Now, if the Lord Jesus, sister, will let me know what you're standing there for, knowing that I don't know, and he'll let me know, would you believe that, and he's going to give you what you're asking for?
Yes.
All right, maybe grant it. My sins are there. For I know that every person has things they need, sometimes it's help, sometimes it's domestic troubles, and sometimes it's like the woman had it. And sometimes it's financial troubles, and he helps with your finances, he feeds me and my family, he uses us all like he does his birth. Now, if we're sick, he knows what's wrong with us. He knows the man had that influence the first 8 years, he knew about it, turned around and asked him what was the reason in their minds about those things. He knows all things, doesn't he? Now, Jesus talked with the woman and contacted this spirit. All he was doing. Father told him to go up there, that's all. He's well done, that's better. So here's from the woman's mouth. But for you, now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in you under control of the Holy Spirit. May they act as I speak. The lady's extremely nervous. She suffers from a nervous condition. I can hear her walking in the house. Nervous. Holding her hands, putting her fingers up when she steps down, moving her hands like that when she steps. It's something or other, she's looking at her doctor or something, the doctor's on her shoulder, backside. Let's see, I didn't hear just what he said. It's a little waste, it's a little, it's a, he called it a stick. That's what he did. And I see you got a kind of rectal trouble. And I see either the clinic or a hospital or something, there's an operation of some sort. Or there's a stitch to an operation. And that's been some time ago. And it hasn't even left yet. That's right. That's the Holy Spirit. That's true, isn't it? Do you believe that this now is only not the weather, but only me? Jesus said these things will follow them to believe if they lay their hands on the sick, they will get well. You believe? Heavenly Father, I curse the disease of the body and lay hands upon it in Christ's name that you will be made well. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Just go home and have faith in God. Do you believe? You're really having faith? How do you believe? You and I are strangers to each other. I do not know you. And that's right. But he does know you. You get somebody in your prayer card, your number just has to be called. That's the only thing there is. Now, that's right here to hand you. And we're told strangers. But Jesus knows you from the foundation of the world. And he knew me from the foundation of the world. And when we come on earth, we come only by his will. His Father's grace brought us here. He said it. He brought us to this time. He gave me his grace to become a Christian. He gave you his grace to become a Christian. Why you are a believer. All right. Then he gives me a gift to speak to you about him. And that's the only thing I can do, isn't it? And you're suffering with an extreme nervous condition. Very nervous. So much of that. So much that you get trembling and your jaw pain all the time. Then you got a lot of fluid in your body. That's that fluid. Say you had an operation too, some time ago. And that operation was a cause of that fluid. They done the wrong thing. That's right. And that's why fluid is dead ever since. Now, you believe that God is here to take it away from you? Dear God, if you're so present to know the human life, how satisfied you are, it's both of our hearts is good. And now, in behalf of my sister, I pray to self intercession and ask you, Lord God, to rebuke the devil that tormented this woman and let her stay well in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
I tell you what I want you to do. As you know that this evening, tonight when you go home, I want you to get a friend put around. Nathan.
Where I
did the training. Then tomorrow night before coming, measure yourself and get a cut off of that string. How much you shrunk between this and the one I did. Get that one there. Three good ones? I do, lady. Have faith in God. Don't doubt.
Are you ready?
That's what Jesus said for you to do. All things are possible to them that believe. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You believe God uses that bad trouble? You believe He made you well? You do?
All right, you can hand your healing in.
Your faith makes the whole. Praise the Lord.
Now, all things are possible. I don't know it. Only God knows. As far as I know. But we're strange to one another, are we? I don't know. You look healthy enough to me. A bit pale. But you look healthy enough. But God does know your condition. God knows what you're here for. I don't. But He will reveal to you what you're here for. Will you believe? There's something about the one who's true. Yes, sir? But you're here for somebody else. And that somebody else is a relative to your husband. And that's your good or good grandmother. That God has done that? He's dying. He's dying of cancer. That is dying.
The husband might know that
told you stuff. He wouldn't destroy no fear of that town. That's right, isn't it? That was passing by the town. He just told him, God, bring your praise and prayer to God yourself. Not me, you know. Not at all. But Jesus Christ is saying, you're aware of that. Yes, you are, you do. Yes, you are, you do. You're extremely nervous, woman. And another thing, you have a condition of your blood. It's a low blood pressure. You've tried and tried and tried to gain weight and you can't do it. That's right, isn't that right? That's what they're for. See? Now, you read in this place? You're accepting out better than you asked for? That Heavenly Father, how they honored the fall of this woman, and condemned the devil and the sin offering, and asked that Jesus Christ to do it. And Christ came out that day. Amen.
How could you get in? Because what more can you do? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. If thou canst believe, amen. But you got to believe. Jesus said, if you can believe, then all things are possible.
Praise the Lord. How wonderful. Have faith. Nothing happened. I couldn't see what was that. Somebody got healed in the audience just then. It's right to hear someone. Stop hurting. Don't let the devil hit that body. Glad of trouble, lady. You sitting right back there. You see the Lord Jesus make you well? You had your healing. You sit behind that little girl and standing up behind you. You got to see the range of the Lord standing above you. But just what was that little girl standing up there? I couldn't tell what was that. You were praying. You were praying that God would speak to me to speak to you. But that's why I raised up your hand.
Oh,
Right there you are.
Hallelujah. We worship the Lord Jesus. We give Him praise and glory. God is alone for sin and in the body. The mind is God.
Amen. How wonderful He is. All right, lady, you said just feel a little bit. The hay fever had you. You agree the Lord Jesus to make you well? If you can believe it, you can receive it. God bless you. God bless you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and serve the God. You will see this. Put your hands up, be sure to laugh. Look at the little lady behind you, sister. That behind you, black hair. Hey, if you turned around this same way, if you're the one who's over, yes. Amen. It's gone. It isn't a disease, it's a condition of the nose, see. The thin skin. I don't think you'll ever be bothered with it again. God can grow a new layer of skin on there. He's the creator. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Oh, I'm tired now. Well, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is here, and I'm helping, hoping that He'll help somebody, every one of them, to be well. You're fine, man. I like you. Thank you. But God can heal you of your rupture and make you well. You read that? I tell you one thing if you do. You have had it, you like to be avoided. Smoke and cigarette. And let us go and make your heart to Christ right now. For you're not a Christian, and you want to give your heart to Christ, don't you? You go up here, that's the same thing. Raise your hand that time. Your sins are forgiven.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God has said, He that heareth my word and doeth them, and has put it right in the time. Our brother has come from death, come to life.
You got a burden on your heart.
and you come to me as your brother, then intercede with you to Christ for a son. A son. That's a dream. And you're so brokenhearted going to see a woman and your son dream. And you come for me to ask Christ with you to go about that boy's way somewhere and stop it. Is that true? That's true. Raise your hand. You believe me? Do you want me to see it? Yeah. Do you believe me to do this better? How many of you are going to be here? I don't know the Father of God. I'm not asking you to do something. I say that it's an honor. I want this honor call to come up. I'm not a little straight, that's the truth. But I want to see this honor call. I want to see everybody healed. I want to see everybody. And listen, God has proved to me that I'm not a false prophet. I am his servant. And you declaring yourself by divine gift. I say to you that every person in here, if you don't look at Christ right now,